Today is July 3rd, Chaf Hei Tammuz. We are learning Simen Tof Ayin Tes. Tof Ayin Tes,
English page number is 340.
And the topic of discussion here is Birchas HaMazon Al Kos Shlishi, benching on the third cup of wine by the Seder. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, Achar Kach Moizgin Loi Kos Shlishi. We then pour the third cup of wine. And we make the bracha. We bench with a cup of wine. And make the bracha at the end. This is the third cup of the fourth cups. We drink it while we're leaning. And don't make an after blessing after we finish this bracha, this wine. Don't drink between the third and fourth cups of wine. Okay. So let's see the Mishnah Rura now in Sif Katan Aleph. Moizin loy kais shlishi. V'tzorech hadocha u'shtifa im einei naki. One is required to do hadocha and shtifa. What is hadocha and shtifa? So this is very important in regards to Shabbos and whole year round. When you have your Kiddush cup. In number one of the Dirshu, they tell us Hadacha means to rinse out the cup in the inside of the cup, and Shtifa means on the outside of the cup. Before you make Kiddush, make sure your Becher is clean from the inside and the outside. Now, later on, the Shaar HaTzion explains that if you take a napkin and you wipe the inside and the outside, that also suffices as Hadacha and Shtifa. Before you make Kiddush, you want to make sure you're making Kiddush on a clean Becher. So that's what we're saying, that by the third cup over here, make sure you do Hadacha and Shtifa if it is not clean. It's covered. It's hidden. Yeah, it's not Derech Eretz to be making Kiddush with a dirty Becher. Even though a person might not be careful to check all year round if it is clean. This night, the night of Seder, because to do the mitzvah in the best way possible, make sure we check to make sure the becher is clean. Sifkot and beis, mevarech alav birchas hamazon, make the bracha birchas hamazon, afilu imavarech biyichidi, even if you make the bracha by yourself, afilu leman damer ba'amo de birchas hamazon ene tu nekois, even according to the opinion that benching does not require a cup of wine. Since our sages decreed and established, rather, that we should have four cups of wine on the Seder night, Chazal wanted us to use the four cups of wine with every single mitzvah that we can. So even though normally we're not obligated to use a cup of wine when we bench, but if we can take every cup of wine and use it for a mitzvah, we want to do that. And that's how we have it. The first cup of wine is by the Kiddush. That's the first of the four. The second cup of wine is by the Sipur Sis Mitzrayim. The third cup of wine is by the benching. And the fourth cup of wine is by the Hallel. Every cup of wine is by another mitzvah. The second cup is by the Sipur Yitzis Nisraim, by the Haggadah. Yes. V'shoyseyu, Sifkot and Gimel, v'shoyseyu beheseba, and we drink it when we are leaning. V'mshosa says the Mishnah Rura, b'loy heseba, im yachzer v'yishte ayin le'el, simen tof ayin beis, if zayin v'haggah. If a person forgot to lean, we should take a look earlier in what we discussed over there in regards to having to maybe re-drink another cup of wine. Don't make an after blessing. Even if you drank the whole revius, where that would obligate one to make a bracha achrona. The soimech al bracha achrona shemvarech al kais revi, because we rely on the bracha achrona al hagefen, which we'll be making after the fourth cup of wine. That after blessing, that bracha achrona will go for all of the four cups of wine. Then we mentioned one should not drink in between the third and fourth cups of wine, sifkan hay, v'lo yishta yayin, shema yishtakev yishan v'lo yigmar asahalo. Person might become shikr, drunk, too much wine, if he's drinking in between the third and fourth. As it is, we have to have four cups of wine. And he might fall asleep, and he won't be able to finish the halal, the mitzvah of the Seder. Another reason, because it looks like he's adding on to the cups of wine. Any alcoholic beverage that can cause this issue, one should avoid between the third and fourth cups of wine. If it does not, if it's not alcoholic in content, it's permissible. Just as long as it's not the beverage, the drink of the land. Why? What does it make a difference if it is what's called the Chomer Medina, the drink of the land? What he's saying is as follows. One can technically fulfill his obligation of the four cups of wine. Let's say he cannot have wine with what's called Chomer Medina, the drink of the land. Exactly what that drink is, I don't want to say right now. I don't know offhand. If one wants to say it's orange juice, let's say someone knocks on your door, you say, would you like a drink? Put aside the water. You can offer him coffee, offer him Coke, offer him some orange juice, whatever, beer, okay, well, not having too much beer on Pesach, I hope. Although I had a story, someone told me that someone who was recent into, new to the Jewish religion, was a guest on Pesach, and brought, this is a true story, and brought someone a box of matzah, and her Hebrew wasn't so good, and she wasn't able to read. I had said, not for Passover use, 100% chametz. It's in Hebrew words. And here he gets, on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, he gets a box of this matzah as a gift. Upstairs, someone from the Beis Medrash told me this story happened to him.
What do you do?
You have to get rid of it, they have to destroy that matzah. Yeah.
It's entered the home, so to speak?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was handed to him. I mean... And then afterwards, he looked at it, and he noticed this was this fine print over there. So, what we're saying is that one can fulfill his obligation of four cups of wine with what's called the Chomer Medina, the drink of the land. Therefore, one should not be drinking the drink of the land in between the third and fourth, because then it looks like he's Moisif ala Koisis. He's drinking more than what's called the four cups of wine. Right, it has that status of like you're fulfilling the mitzvah of the Dal Koisis with this drink of the land, Chomer Medina. Miu says the Mishmar Sif Katan Vav, Mikoy Shlishi, from the third cup to the fourth cup, Dilatai Makama Mishum Shichrus Bevada Lo Shaykh. Now, in regards to the first reason which you mentioned, that one should not be drinking in between the third and fourth cups, why? Because one can get shikr, one can get drunk. That's not what we're discussing right now. Shahare Eina Shoysa Yoysa Mi Abakoysis. He's not drinking more than four cups of wine. However, for the reason that it looks like he's adding more than four cups of wine, that's also not a concern. It's only one cup of wine. If after he drank the majority of the revius, he didn't have intention to drink more, then he changes his mind. Nimlach means to change your mind. You have one mindset and you want to change your mind to drink more. Das Magen Avram, the Magen Avram, and the Chok Yaakov say, Kevin Shetzorich Levarich Alav Michadish Michzeh Kemoisev Al Koisis. Vayin Le'el Sivin Tof Ha'im Veiz B'Yaloch Mashikat Mazeh. Let me explain. I want to teach you now a halach and hilchus brachas. And I'm not saying this halach al-maisa, but this is a halacha and hilchus brachas. What it means is as follows. A person is in the middle of eating his meal. And then he says, you know what? I'm finished. He says, I had enough. His mindset is, I am not going to be eating anymore. And all of a sudden, he realizes, oh, I didn't notice that. You know, nice chocolate cake, whatever it is. Or there's more chicken on the table. There's a discussion here. He would have to make a new bracha. Because he already separated himself from that bracha that he made, the first bracha Rishon, he stopped it. That's what it means, nimloch. He changed tracks. Where he was eating, He stopped it mentally. Then he says he wants to start again. Oh, you have to make him the bracha now. So what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here is that if a person mentally said, I'm not going to be drinking anymore, and then he's going to drink again, now if he makes a new bracha, in other words, he drank his third cup, he drank a majority of it, and then he doesn't want to drink anymore. Then he realizes, you know, I have more wine in there. So now he would have to make him a new bracha now. On that wine. So then it looks like he's Maisav al
Kaisis. How much time passes before he finishes?
Well, just as long as he doesn't have a mindset to stop drinking, it doesn't have to be necessarily the time frame. He could have that wine in a cup. I mean, there is what's called
the mindset, it's not the time.
It's true that there is something called time. That's on Hilchos Brachos, it's called Shir Equal. In other words, a person can make a bracha in the morning on, my children sometimes, the little ones, they say, I washed in the morning, so what do I have to wash in the evening? I did that earlier. But it's called shir ikul, which means the amount of time it takes the food to digest. Once the food is really digested, then that bracha which you made earlier is finished, you have to make a new bracha now. You learn Hilchos Brachos, you're familiar with that. So we're not assuming that time passed already, the time of digesting of the wine. We're just saying that a person's mindset, if he mentally said, okay, I had my reviews of wine, I finished my third cup of wine, I'm not going to drink anymore. And then, you know, sitting around by the Seder, he looks what to do, he picks up his wine, oh, there's still wine in there. So now, if he wants to drink more wine, he would have to make a new bracha. He makes a new bracha, it's like he's drinking another cup of wine. It's like a fourth, exactly. So that's what we're saying over here. He should not be drinking between the third and fourth. If he doesn't want to drink anymore, then he wants to drink again. Even though you did fulfill that mitzvah of drinking the third cup, the question is, am I now adding, because I'm going to have a fourth and then a fifth, which we want to avoid.
Maybe dump out that little bit at the bottom.
Well, the point is that he should try not to have a mindset of stopping to drink anymore. He should have a mindset, I'm going to drink whatever. You know, just don't have a specific mindset not to drink anymore. Have the third cup of wine, and then you'll drink it when you want to drink it. That's all. Okay. Says the Ramah. Miu koi shlishi yochel ishtois kamen pa'amim. Va'akol michshav shtia achas afal gav desik bintayim. That the third cup of wine, yochel ishtois kamen pa'amim, can drink many times, even though va'akol michshav shtia achas is all considered to be one drinking. I just explained basically what he's saying there. Mishnah Berurah now, he says, Mikomokoim sefkon zayin, imakois godol habi yois midai, lo yishtenu kuloi shalo yishtaker. If a person is using the becher that from Gedali here uses, he mentioned use a large cup of wine, okay? Shouldn't use such a cup of wine like that because you might get shikker. If you drink, use a large cup, and then you're drinking a lot of it, eventually you might get tired, right? Is that what happens to you? Use a smaller cup. Okay. It has to be a certain size. But we're saying once it hits that size, don't have to go bigger. You don't have to use the koshel yo for four cups of wine. Right? Then you get too drunk. Sifkod and ches, the hifzik ben tayim. Ratzulayim ala achash yashasarai vravias betchilo. In sifkod and ches, hifzik habi yoise michdei chilis pras. Excuse me. A person in between, or number 8 in the Mishnah Berurah, that a person, he drank the majority of the revius, then he waited more than Kedeich Les Pras, which we said is the amount of time between around 2 to 9 minutes. He waited in between that amount of time. Now we're going to see an interesting halacha here. Mitzvah Lachzor Achar Zimun. The Mechaber tells us it's a mitzvah to have a zimun. Now, there are two times of the zimun here. The zimun literally means to invite. Normally, we're familiar with zimun by benching. Rabbeis and Nevarich, some benching, Havlo Nevarich, by the Sfadim, they say, Avarechacha, right? What's it called?
Havlon also.
Okay. I once honored a Sfadi to bench by me. I said, he said, how should I do it? I said, do it the way you do it. You know, I wanted to make him feel at home. He starts saying, Avarechacha, and I'm looking, I don't know what to do now. I just sat there. So he helped me out, telling me what to do. So there's another type of zimun which we'll see here, a zimun for Hallel. What that means is, we're going to see it's ideal to have three people to say Hallel with three people on the Seder night. Okay, so that's what we'll be discussing. The benching Hallel, the benching, the Zimun benching and Zimun by Hallel. The Mishnur says in Sifkat and Tess, Achar Zimun, we should try to have a Zimun. Hiskimu Harbe, Hiskimu Achreinim. And there's going to be a interesting Siyata Deshmaya for Reb Joel, and I'll explain what I mean afterwards shortly. Okay, you'll see what I mean. And if you start laughing uncontrollably, you'll know why. Okay, it's not so funny, but Hiskimu Achreinim. The high Zimun Enyal Inyam Bechas Amazon. This Zimun does not mean for benching. On Pesach night, you don't have to go and try to find a Zimun any more than any other night of the week, the year. We're talking about saying Hallel with three people. So we want to try to have a Zimun, meaning at least three people to say Hallel with. That you'll have the Balabayas, for example, saying, Haydu Lashem Kitoiv. You don't want to hear me singing. Alright? You'll have the Balabayas doing like this, and then the other two will answer back. They'll answer the Pasuk afterwards. Those people who are not eating with you at the Seder. You hear what's going on? You go to your neighbor's door. You knock on his door. You say, listen, can you come to my house? I'm saying Hallel now. Can he bench with you? No. Because he's not part of the eating. Elo yishma haidu. He should hear the haidu. When you say haidu l'ashem kitoiv, and he answers, v'yane imohem v'yachs l'beisoy, he answers the Hallel, and then he goes back to his house. And then as soon as you finish, you get a knock on your door. He says, I'm up to Hallel. Can you join me? Okay. Now, even though it's ideal to say Hallel with three adult men, therefore, it's ideal to be saying the Hallel with men over 13. As opposed to children under 13. It's not such a kpeda. You can even fulfill this mitzvah of Hallel with your wife and your son. In other words, we're saying it's best to have three people. So who are the three? You're the one. Your wife is a second. And your son is a third. You have the three people. What happens if your son, your children are younger than, not 13 yet? We'll see later on in the Ramah about that topic. That the Balabayas should say that Haidu, and they will answer. We'll discuss more about the children later on. The women can also, we'll call, lead the Haidu. Because women are obligated in Haidu, in the Hallel of the Haidu, just like they're obligated in the four cups of wine, because they were also involved in the Nisim of Pesach, just like the men. Now, because of HaChoik Yaakov, the Choik Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Reischer, one of the Poiskim, lived around 300 years ago, he writes, according to, we just mentioned women can say it also, the Haidu. Is it appropriate for women to be singing in front of other men, in front of men? He says, since we sing the Haidu with whatever gift of a voice Hashem gave you, Yesh Lachush, Lemay Damrinan, we should be concerned according to what we said in the Gemara. Ready for this, Reb Joel? Zamron Nosheiv Onyon Gavre Keish Binoy Eres. Why am I saying Reb Joel? Yesterday, you want to see the Shemayim? We were discussing, is that not the Gemara you had in Tainus? Yeah, this Gemara yesterday in Tainus. This was the question you asked me upstairs. Eish b'nayaris, the flax. Women singing in front of the men is ke'eish b'nayaris. It's like fire on flax. Is this not the Gemara you had yesterday with Rabbi Kashir? Yesterday, Rabbi Kashir, they had this Gemara. Now here, the next day, we see how everything ties together. You see that?
No, we didn't. We only had the reference to
Eish, eish, no, I said Eish B'nai Eris.
Not the rest of it.
Not the beginning part, but Eish B'nai Eris you had. Right.
So why isn't it the reverse?
When women sing in front of men, it arouses the desire for men to be with women. When the men sing in front of women, it does not have that reverse effect. So when men can sing in front of women, women cannot sing in front of men. Now, let's continue. If you want to have a zimun for benching, and you want to go to your neighbor, says the Mishnah Brura, we can tell the Mishnah Brura, and you want to bench there, if you want to bench with a zimun. Now we're talking the good old-fashioned zimun, what we're used to with three people, to bench with three people. If you want to bench with three people, so you want to eat your afikoman by his house, don't start eating it in your house, because we've learned that afikoman cannot be eaten in two places. If you want to bench with somebody else, you have to eat something from his food, something of their food over there. Now, you cannot eat anything after afikoman. So can I start eating afikoman in my house? I can't do that, because then I'm not connected to his benching. I can't eat the afikoman part of my house, part of his house, because I can't have it in two places. I can't divide the afikoman and eat it in two places. As we learned above. Take your afikoman. You had a mind to eat it, let's say, by your friend's house. Eat it there, and you can bench with him over there. Then have the third cup of wine as well, the benching cup. And stay there ad gemara seder until the end of the seder. If you want to go back to your house after you finish benching, and you finish your halal, you could go back. The meaning is not to go knock on your neighbor's door and eat the afikoman there. I mean, it might be a little scary. We had actually people knock on our door. It wasn't exactly by Koshel Yo, but we had sometime in middle of Seder, like, you know, and it's a couple of people, not literally, they knocked, some neighbors, they knocked on our door. I don't know what they needed. It was late. It was a little off, like 25 minutes off. It would have been very interesting. You know, got the knock on the door right about the Shvoi Chamos Kol HaGoyim. A little scary. He says, V'alkein Toiv Yoyser, it's better, L'varech Bebeisa Yechidi, bench in your house by yourself, M'lelelech Be'emsa Sudosoi, to go in the middle of your meal, L'bayis Acher, L'chavis Acher Zimun, to find a Zimun. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says, when you say the Hallel, the Hodu, by yourself, let's say you had a wonderfully started for the Seder, 15 people, by the time you're up to Hallel, you have 15 people who are sleeping, 14 people sleeping, okay? So, well, how do you do the Hallel? So the Aruch HaShulchan, number 15 of the Dirshu, he says that as a Pasuk Haidu, you say the Pasuk Haidu, Elo Yoimar Abraham, don't say it four times. Just say it one time, like the order of the psukim. But you shouldn't be that second person and the third person that repeat. You just say it in the order that it's the mentioned in the Haggadah one time. Let's finish the sifkon over here. If you want to fulfill it the best way possible, the and you don't have in your house at least three men, yourself included, invite a guest over. The best way is to make sure you have enough men over bar mitzvah, of course, that you'll have a zimun to fulfill the zimun of the benching and a zimun of the halal and mitzvah shem. I know we're only towards the end, but I don't want to rush through. There's nice points to share with you tomorrow. Mitzvah shem will finish tomorrow with Sif Katan Yud.